Last week, South Africa confirmed the emergence of a new COVID-19 variant, B.1.1.529, now known as the Omicron variant. The new variant comes when South Africa is experiencing a spike in infections and a looming fourth wave ahead of the holiday season. The new variant has been detected in countries around the world, including Germany, Botswana, Italy, the UK, and Hong Kong. Due to Omicron's mutation properties, it was labeled a variant of concern by the World Health Organization. Dr. Maria van Kerkhove, the COVID-19 technical lead at the WHO, explains.
So Omicron B.1.1.529 is named as a variant of concern because it has some concerning properties. This variant has a large number of mutations, and some of these mutations have some worrying characteristics. Right now, there are many studies that are underway. There's a lot of work that is ongoing in South Africa and in other countries to better characterize the variant itself in terms of transmissibility, in terms of severity, and any impact on our countermeasures like the use of diagnostics, therapeutics, or vaccines. So far, there's little information, but those studies are underway.
GP and member of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on Vaccines, Dr. Angelique Kutsia, was one of the first healthcare professionals to discover the new variant among her patients. Kutsia breaks down some of the known clinical symptoms of the Omicron variant.
If we look at the clinical symptoms that we have seen so far, I'm not saying that this is going to stay like this. We are saying for now, it's extremely mild. Mild meaning we do not need to admit you, we can treat you at home. We even have seen patients with breakthrough infections, again, mild. Predominantly is the younger people that we are making the diagnosis on, and that's normally as well that happens in the beginning of any wave. Going forward, the whole clinical picture might change, but for now, it's mild diseases, easily treatable at home. Not the same than with Delta, where you are seeing patients with loss of smell and taste, as well as the stuffy nose and the difference in oxygen levels that we haven't seen yet. It might come later, but for now, it is mild symptoms. So if it can stay like this, if it can stay mild, that would be a winner.
While some praise South African scientists for their swift discovery of the new variant, some countries, including the UK, US, Canada, Japan, Australia, and Rwanda, have opted to place travel bans on several Southern African countries, among them South Africa, to contain the spread of the virus. In his national address on COVID-19 on Sunday, President Cyril Ramaphosa criticized the travel bans placed against South Africa due to the new variant.
Now, these restrictions are completely unjustified and unfairly discriminate against our country and our Southern African sister countries. The prohibition of travel is not informed by science, nor will it be effective in preventing the spread of this variant. The only thing the prohibition on travel will do is to further damage the economies of the affected countries and undermine their ability to respond to and also to recover from the pandemic. We call upon these countries that have imposed travel bans on our country and our other Southern African sister countries to immediately and urgently reverse their decisions and lift the bans they have imposed before any further damage is done on our economies and to the livelihoods of our people. There is no scientific justification whatsoever for keeping these restrictions in place.
The emergence of the new variant has led to widespread concern on the readiness of South Africa to deal with it, considering how the country has managed the virus before, particularly the healthcare facilities. Speaking to the media at a COVID-19 briefing held by the Department of Health, Health Minister Joe Phaahla said there was no need to panic and the nation was ready for the fourth wave.
Let me just reiterate the message of the president last night that indeed we want to say to all South Africans that there is absolutely no need to panic. There is just no basis for some of the leaders of countries which have imposed these restrictions on traveling for us in South Africa and other countries in Southern Africa. There is no basis for South Africans to panic. We've been here before. This is no new territory. We are now more than 20 months experience in terms of the COVID-19, the various variants, the various waves. It's often said you're better off dealing with an enemy you know than an enemy you don't know. Now, our medical scientists, our epidemiologists, our clinicians are working daily, hourly, studying this virus, its characteristics, and its impact on us as human beings, as citizens. But in the meantime, we're doing everything possible to make sure that our health facilities are ready. We know that as the infections rise, people will get sick, some will get severe, especially those who have not been vaccinated. But we know that there will also be incidences where even those who are vaccinated may get ill, and the health facilities should be ready.
For Times Live Podcasts, I am Demi Buzo.